Hello, Amanda.
Who called?
My name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Yes, we just wanted to follow up on an inquiry that you had made. Were you looking to participate in the lawsuit today?
You said, was I looking to purchase or pay?
No, to participate in the lawsuit today.
Yes. Just depending on what all I have to do.
Yeah, of course. Basically, I would just ask you a set of questions here just to see if we are going to be able to proceed. Now, were you the one that had taken Depo Provera, or was it a loved one of yours?
No, it was me.
Okay. And had you used Depo Provera for at least 1 year before contracting a serious ailment?
Yes.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo Provera?
Yes, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, have you already found an attorney to assist you, or were you? Would this be the first time?
This would be the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't signed any documents or sought any legal representation from any other law firm. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, got it. And you are a resident of the U.S.?
I am.
Okay. Now, after being diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for 1 year, what was the date of that diagnosis, if you don't mind me asking?
It was, wait a minute, because I'm not in front of it. It was either July of 2011.
Okay, and again, we're just going to go with, you know, to the best of your knowledge at this point. So how about we put, do you think it was like beginning of June, middle of June, ending of June?
Probably like the middle of June.
Okay, so how about we go ahead and put June 15th of 2011. Does that sound about accurate?
I mean, it's somewhere up in there. Hold on, you know what, I might can, let me see something if I'm able to check something real quick.
Yeah, of course.
So actually, it was hold on. So yeah, it was I got the precise date. It was July 9th, 2011.
Okay, thank you so much for pulling up that information for us here. Okay, and go ahead with your date of birth, please.
1973.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, so I have March the 9th of 1973. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had taken Depo Provera and also was affected by it? Or to the best of your knowledge, it would be just you. Okay.
Just me. I don't know anybody else.
Yeah, that's okay. And it was the name brand Depo Provera that you had taken as the contraceptive. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and you said that you had used it for at least 1 year. Now, if you were to kind of estimate, you know, in terms of the start date of when you started using Depo Provera to the end date, do you have a rough estimate of when that was?
I definitely don't remember, like, a start date, but I know it was, like, sometime in 93.
Okay.
Yeah, because they put me on it because I was on it before I had my son.
Mhm. Okay. Okay. And in terms of the last time, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just asking. So if you had started using it, if we could, you know, kind of estimate here, did you want to go ahead and put down January 1st of 1993, just as a rough estimate of when you started it? And then in terms of stop date, I know that you had said, did you have your son, you had stopped using it and then you had your son. Is that right?
I had, I was on it and I stopped around about, sometime in like 96, I believe it was.
Okay, and that was before your son was born. Okay, so how about do you want to put just as a, you know, an estimate here, January 1st of 1996, just to kind of keep it well-rounded. Does that sound about accurate to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Okay, perfect. So I'll go ahead and put January of 1993 to about January 1996. And again, we'll be able to pull records just to confirm that information at a later point, okay?
Okay,
and it was meningioma that you were diagnosed with. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So again, we'll go ahead and request the records. Of course, for the records, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Thank you so much. I'll go ahead and grab some info from you now. I have your first name here as Amanda. Is that right? A-M-A-N-D-A?
That's correct.
Do you go by a middle name or an initial?
C.
Is that C like cat?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And I have a last name here, Bryant. Is that right? B-R-Y-A-N-T?
Well, that's the name that's on my Facebook, but my name now that's on my documents will be White, W-Y-C-H-E.
Okay, so I'm going to spell that out for you again, just to make sure I have it right. I have W, Y like yellow, C like cat, H like Henry, E like elephant. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And go ahead with your full social.
So can I ask you why y'all want the social security number? That's the part that I'm not understanding.
Of course. So we actually use this so that we're able to request the medical records on your behalf simply with your name and date of birth. That actually isn't enough for the hospitals to feel fully comfortable with sharing that information since it is yours. I mean, this is something that I'll have to ask for an exception for. I can only get the last four if you feel more comfortable with that. Is that going to be okay?
Yeah, I could do the last four. But then even with that, how do y'all pull the hospital records if I haven't consented to a hospital giving you my records?
Oh, so actually, once we're done collecting the information here, I actually send you like an electronic signature through both your text and email so that you're able to read through the contract. You're able to see exactly what it is that we're requesting for. And once you do put an actual signature on that document that has all of our information so that you know exactly who we are, who exactly it is that is representing you at that point, then, you know, once you have, you know, we have your name, we have your date of birth, we have the last four, and we have your signature, that is going to be enough for us to request from the hospital.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And if for some reason we still have issues, because again, some hospitals, they do have different policies. At that point, what they do call, they do like a conference call so that we're able to get on the phone with them. You get them your full social and then they're able to authorize it with us. But again, that is the more complex way of doing it. But as of right now, if you're not feeling comfortable, because this, of course, is our first phone call and you just want to do the last four, that's perfectly okay with us as well, because that is going to be enough just for us to get to the next stage. But I do require just the last four if you are comfortable with that.
Yeah, 6139.
6139. Okay, I will go ahead and put that in. Thank you so much. Okay, and I actually do have an email here for you. So I have letter A, like apple, dot, and then your last name, that's WYCHE@AOL.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes, that's good.
Perfect. And this phone number is going to be the best one for you as well. Is that right?
Come on up. Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and I am just needing a home address for you as well. Anything besides a PO address. Mm-hmm.
25105.
Okay.
Sterling Road. North Dinwiddie, Virginia. 23803.
23803. Okay, let me see if I can locate that. Okay, and you said that was Petersburg, correct?
Well, it may come up as Petersburg, but that'll still get you to my address, yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that. Yeah, because when I'm pulling it up, actually, I'm only showing the Petersburg. So I'm going to read that back to you just to make sure that I do have it correct. I have 25105 Sterling Road. That's Sterling Road in Petersburg, Virginia, 23803. Is that right? Okay, perfect. Okay, and again, we might not know this information, so it is okay, just to the best of your knowledge. Do you recall the doctor that you had gone to when you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
Dr.
Scott Graham.
Scott Graham, okay. Okay, and do you remember the name of the hospital by chance?
Okay, so, well, one hospital, it was done, wait a minute, could you hold on 1 second? I need to answer this call real quick.
Yeah, of course, just put me on hold. If not, I'll give you a call back, just in case we get disconnected, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Transferring all public funds, all things.